Claire Hannah, good morning to you. I actually find it very interesting what Jim has said this morning. I didn't spot it. What's your read of this?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to give you an unqualified position, but I think it's fairly clear, and I think Jim's first point was quite spurious, and I think frames everything else where he says, oh, there isn't an explicit commitment. I think paragraph 50, that it says that no new regulatory barriers develop between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom, essentially unless the Assembly wants it to, I think it's fairly clear. To me, though, the really crucial line in the whole document is the second half of paragraph 49, which says that in the absence of agreed solutions, the United Kingdom will maintain full alignment. And I think that is essentially single market access. And as a top line, I believe that while that's on the table, a lot of MPs will grab it with open arms. But, you know, overall, it's very good progress. Particularly glad to see a deal done at all, because this was straining relationships. It was creating tension, and that's never a good thing. And I'm glad to see a deal done in terms of being able to move forward to the next phase of this. Whatever your view on Brexit, no deal would have been a disaster. So this is progress, and progress that very, very firmly asserts the importance of the Good Friday Agreement.
The Irish government are saying they've kept their position that they had. They've got what they wanted.
Yes, I believe they have, and I believe it's been improved.
It's been improved?
Well, I think it's fair to say my first preference is no Brexit. My second preference is everybody staying in the single market. And my third preference is special status. And I think, special status would have created some potential for divergence on an east-west basis. I think the key priority had to be preventing a border on this island. But the SDLP didn't want a border on the east-west basis either. And I think this gives the widest possible framework to making that happening. And I think it also it illustrates very clearly that a lot of the extreme end of the Brexit debate have accepted that some of the circles that they were saying could be squared couldn't. And as I say, it very firmly gets everybody on the page of protecting the Good Friday Agreement.
And Jim Alistair, before you go this morning, isn't your thesis diminished by what the DUP have said when they listed the six clear commitments which they say they have secured? Commitment 5, the DUP publicly saying, quote, there will be no so-called special status for Northern Ireland as demanded by Sinn Féin. So in the thesis you put forward, that would be special status for Northern Ireland, and the DUP have said it isn't happening, and they've got the commitment that it isn't happening.
Well, I don't think it greatly matters whether we term it special status or something else. If it's distinctive treatment which makes us diverge from the rest of the United Kingdom, then it's unacceptable. And frankly, what it says in this document is probably more important than either what the Prime Minister says in a letter, which is non-binding, or indeed what the DUP says in a statement. This is the document upon which these negotiations are going to proceed. And if there is wriggle room here for divergence across the United Kingdom on compliance with the common market rules, then that is a matter of deep concern to someone like myself.
Claire, is this not a fundamental question that Jim Alistair is raising this morning as to what that text in Section 50 actually means? Because if it does mean Northern Ireland would be different from the rest of the UK, that is...
Could be different.
Yeah, could be different.
I honestly, like I say, this is an unqualified position. I think with respect to Jim, he's reading a threat and a bogeyman in where there isn't one, which is what the hard end of unionism does about everything. And I genuinely do not read that. It says that the United Kingdom will ensure that no regulatory barriers develop. And you know what? The DUP have done what they said they would do on Monday. They have ensured that there's no divergence between Britain and Ireland, or that they've created a framework for that.
How would you respond to that, Jim?
And fair play to them. But what they have also done is laid the groundwork to dramatically soften Brexit. And in that respect, I think we all owe them one.
I draw attention to the precise wording of 50. It talks about no new regulatory barriers between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. It does not express it the other way around. The final sentence talks about unfettered access for Northern Ireland businesses to the whole of the United Kingdom internal market. It does not express it the other way round. So it seems to me that the choice of
words. What are you saying? The UK will continue.
If there's hold on a minute, Jim, because if there's no regulatory barriers between one and the other, surely it's got to be the same the other way round. If there's
then the final sentence wouldn't be in the terms it is. In all circumstances, the United Kingdom will continue to ensure the same unfettered access for Northern Ireland businesses to the whole of the United Kingdom internal market. Why does it not say for businesses within the United Kingdom, between Northern Ireland and into Northern Ireland? It is a one-way process that it's addressing.
I think you're focusing on the wrong bit. If, Jim, and I could understand you being very disappointed in the document because, as I say, of paragraph 49, which sets as a bottom line, it essentially takes no deal, crash out Brexit off the table, which I think is very, very important. And I think I do feel very strongly that not only does it protect the Good Friday Agreement, that option is there of continued single market access. A majority of MPs will take it. To my mind, it makes it all pointless. It means they're essentially paying for the divorce but deciding to live together. But that's for other people to decide. Our priority was protecting the Good Friday Agreement and preventing a hard border. And I feel that this document gives the space to do that.